Module 9, Implementing Knowledge Management in Your Organization. Now you are ready to put together your project plan. Like in any other project, there is a level of support both politically and financially. The more organized and detailed your plan is, the more your chances of support increases. Management rarely supports poorly planned projects, especially in tight budget situations. In this module, you will learn how to gather support, find funding for your project, map a plan, and implement your project in the case where there is no budget available for your project. Gathering support. In all honesty, it is best to gain support from a senior level or executive manager. You may be able to begin a grassroots campaign for your knowledge management project, but without the right level of support from senior management, you may find yourself fighting an uphill battle. Here are some advantages to gaining senior level support. You are in a better position to get funding for your project. Usually, senior management approves project budgets and the resources dedicated to them. You gain valuable insight to the world of senior management. You may learn how to communicate at a strategic level. Remember that your knowledge management project is for the entire organization. Having a narrow scope could lead to missed opportunities for more support. A senior manager gives more credibility to your project and a voice at the higher levels of the organization. Getting a senior level manager to sponsor your project is not always easy to do. You have to pitch your projects to the seniors and hope that one expresses interest. Even when this happens, you will have to cultivate the relationships. They may not want to move that fast. They have to think about other important issues. Adding one more may not be a desired outcome of their relationship with you. Another way to build support for your project is to invite those to your project team who may have differing opinions than you do. Do not be discouraged by those who do not always agree with you. Having everyone on the project team think like you may lead to slow development of the program. When there is a healthy debate, innovative ideas emerge, shaping your project. If you welcome diversity and maintain a focus on involving someone from the senior management level, you will begin to build the support you need to implement knowledge management in your organization. Identifying opportunities for revenue streams. The best chances of getting funding for your projects rely heavily on how well you present the budget. Once again, good project management and budgeting skills will help. And if you do not have the skills to build a budget, get help from someone who knows. Next, you want to determine what type of organization you have. If your organization is centralized, meaning there is a strong governing body over all the departments, and then you will want to approach that team to ask for funds. If your organization is decentralized, meaning there is a weak governing body, and the departments are autonomous, you may want to find a department that is open to funding your project. For instance, IT, HR, or R&D are good departments to ask for help. Become familiar with how your organization handles budgeting. Some companies do budgets once a year, and that is it until next year. You will have to time your project for this event. Others have more flexible budgets, and you may tap into some reserves, but you must gain the support from someone in senior leadership so they can get you access to those funds. Your overall budget approach should offer various pricing points. Presenting one big budget makes it easier to say no. Instead, offer various scenarios with different cost structures. When you offer a variety of cost options, senior management may be more inclined to approve one of your proposals. Try not to lowball your budget either just to get it approved. Underfunding could lead to project failure. Consider all the costs involved with launching a knowledge management project. Here are some items to think about which you may need to include in your budget. Ongoing development of project team. Training and learning costs, memberships to knowledge management organizations, consultant costs, funds to use to keep the project team's morale going. Knowledge management could be a costly venture, but if you present a detailed budget with various pricing points and present that to the right group and the right time, you may get the funding you need to implement your project. Key knowledge management techniques. There are many knowledge management techniques. We are going to learn a few according to each of the major phases of the knowledge management cycle. First, the phases to knowledge management are as follows: knowledge creation, knowledge capturing, knowledge codification, knowledge integrations and sharing. Here are some techniques for each of the phases mentioned. Creation. Team dedicated to combining new knowledge with existing knowledge to create updated knowledge for sharing. Job analysis, where a job is broken down into the details and knowledge is created by studying task and task order. Capturing. Tacit knowledge, expert evaluation, interviewing. Explicit knowledge, observation, brainstorming, concept mapping. Codification. Remember that codification is converting tacit knowledge into explicit knowledge. Explicit knowledge is codified by organizing it, categorizing it, and indexed. Knowledge maps, decision table, decision tree. Integration and sharing. Portals. Collaboration, content manager. E-world, intranet, extranet, groupware. E-business, supply chain management, customer relationship management. Learning, traditional, web-based. There is an array of tools to use when practicing knowledge management. Research best practices with organizations with a similar structure to your organization is helpful in developing your plan. There are also packaged programs that offer a suite of solutions that can meet many of these needs. Leveraging your IT department is also a good thing to do, especially with the selection of programs for your knowledge management system. They will give you details on how the program integrates with the company's system. In addition, you will want to identify who will maintain such systems. Many programs are installed by IT, but managed by users throughout the organization. A map for success. Module 9, Slide 5. A map for success. Here is a map for successful rollout of your knowledge management project. Vision. Creating a vision of what the organization will look like with a knowledge management system will have your leaders and users see the future and the need to invest in such a program. Describe to them what this will look like when it is done. Timeline. Make sure you plan accurate and realistic timelines. A decent knowledge management program takes years to develop. Making this a quick fix project will not get you the seriousness you need from your stakeholders. Use milestones to communicate your timeline. Strong leadership. Know that you will be challenged, face opposition to change, and will have to work around it. Strategy. Use a small approach, implement small projects instead of one large one. Internal marketing. Develop a shared definition of knowledge management. Get with those who have influence and hold discussions. Try to avoid telling them what it is, get their input, and incorporate it into the message. Develop a quick 30-second ad for your project. Think of creative ways to discuss knowledge management without overbearing everyone with diagrams and charts. Avoid these tools. Instead, develop a clear, crisp pitch that describes the vision. Get your marketing department involved. Focus on business results. Tie what knowledge management will do for the business. Multiple pricing points. Develop different budget costs. Development of a prototype and run a test pilot. Start small and develop a prototype and hold pilot tests before full rollout. The no-budget scenario. If you run into a no-budget situation with your project, there are still some frugal ways to implement a knowledge management program. It may not be fancy, but it gets the ball rolling until there is a budget. Here are some things you can use to help you manage knowledge. First, take inventory of any tools that currently exist that you can leverage and make feasible with slight adjustments. See if you have the following: email, intranet, web portal, electronic conferencing tools, databases, chat capabilities. Second, get with your IT department and see if you can make some modifications to any of the tools mentioned above. Create an email group, create an internal intranet page, create some type of collaborative site on using the web portal, network using existing conference tools, use the existing database technology to create a separate database, example Microsoft Access. The only expense you may incur is labor. If your organization desires knowledge management but does not have the monetary resources to support it, negotiate resources that could help make enhancements to existing programs and systems. You may need to develop guidelines and policies so this can be trained to staff. Case study. Josh looked like his head might explode. He just heard the solution, but that left him juggling more questions than answers. Norman spoke a mile a minute. Stars danced in his eyes. Norman thought his idea to be superior. Josh couldn't see straight. The solution felt like a winding road. He needed to figure out a way to shorten the route. Norman refused to budge. Josh walked Norman through the very long process to prove that something had to give. Norman realized his solution felt more like a train wreck and agreed to let Josh lead the way. Josh's plan cut out the middleman and made great strides in improving their process efficiently and without giant hoops to jump through. Norman learned a hard lesson, but in the end celebrated Josh's courage to challenge his idea and lead their team to victory on a not-so-winding road.